Hey friends, it's your girl Tab with the Talks with Tab podcast. I am super excited to chat magic, motivation, and everything in between. Whether you're listening in your car, your headphones, your work laptop, or wherever you are, get ready and let's get to it. Hey, 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 y'all. I am popping in to your earbuds with a pretty quick episode, but just real, right? I am recording from my phone in the closet to get back to the basics because I didn't make time to go to the studio. I'm not going to say I didn't have time to go to the studio. I'm going to say I didn't make time to go to the studio. But nonetheless, we're here. One of my major goals for March is remaining consistent on the things that I said I was going to do. That's just something I want to get back to doing, even as I'm becoming a very different version of myself. Consistency gonna compound every single time. Doing what you say you're gonna do gonna compound every single time. Not allowing your insecurities to stop you from doing things that you know you need to be doing, things that you know the world needs from you, things that you know you need from you, gonna hit every single time. So stay dedicated to you. But today, I want to share a little bit from my journey. Like, I have been an entrepreneur for the last 8 years, y'all. Eight, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I realized that a few weeks ago, and so my 8 year entrepreneurial anniversary, I guess like official entrepreneurial anniversary, came around the same time that was the first year anniversary of my mom's passing. So that kind of trumped me even thinking about or celebrating, you know, being an entrepreneur. Also, just in this very interesting space, I don't know that I was like big on celebrating. I'm like, oh girl, 8 years. Wow. But as I have, you know, just pulled up old pictures and videos and programs that I may have been featured in and articles and podcasts and projects and just all of the things, because I am somewhat of a life-based hoarder. Like, I like to keep things that are sentimental to me, but also things that remind me of the journey. Also, time hop and Facebook memories keep your girl plugged into the journey. And honestly, it's very inspiring for me. Anyways, it's very inspiring to see how consistency does really compound, right? So that's something that I like to say, is something that I like to live by, is something that I would like to think at this point is a core value of mine. But sometimes when you in the trenches, you like, how am I supposed to continue to be consistent, child? How am I supposed to keep going? So I challenge you to look back at previous versions of you, right? Look back at some of those goals that you had that you are now living in, right? Yes, there may be more to come. Yes, greater is your portion. Yes, there is bigger and better down the road. But as for right now, I am pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, because I know my people, right? I know my folks. If you are listening to this podcast, you are further than you were. You are in a space that you prayed for. You are wiser than you were. You have deeper connections, I'd like to hope, than you had in the past. Something has changed, and that is worth looking back on sometime, especially when you get in those slumps, right? When you get in those moments where you're like, I don't want to do it no more, or I don't know what to do, or I'm not enough, or what in the world. Sometimes stepping back and saying, wow, I conquered that. Wow, I did achieve that. Wow, I am in that space now. Wow, I did do that. It really helps. Like, it does what it is supposed to do. So taking just like a split, okay, just like a split, not even the whole thing, because I hope y'all will go and read the blog post that I recently dropped on www.tabithadjames.com. I have revived that blog, so go check it out. But I talk about 8 just tips. I don't want to call them tricks. I'm just going to say tips. 8 tips, 8 lessons, 8 things that I've picked up, you know, on this journey. And one of the major ones, this is not in any particular order, but one of the major ones that just stands out for me is celebrating those wins. celebrating big wins, small wins, minor steps, little, big, all of the things. Not getting caught up, right, where you're just like celebrating and not doing the work, but not thinking that you have to wait until it's the biggest thing of your life to celebrate, right? Sometimes it's that you check something off the list that's been on the list for a very long time. Sometimes it's that you decided to reach out to someone that you didn't think you were going to reach out to. Sometimes it's like, oh snap, I sent the proposal and they actually accepted it, right? Celebrating those small wins, celebrating the successes that aren't postable, right? Or if you were to post them, the people reading it would not understand why it's significant. Right. So if I were to tell you, oh, my God, I finally sent the email, you'd be like, OK, Tab, you know, and like it may inspire you. It may not. But it's going to inspire me because I'm like, that email I have been shaking in my boots to seeing for the last few weeks. That person, I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to work with them. They're someone like in my industry that I feel like is that girl or that guy. And so if I was to share it with someone, you know, one of my healthcare friends or one of my friends in the contracting world, one of my friends that just doesn't, you know, not in the same space as me, they'd be like, okay. And I mean, you reached out to them, they pop in, you pop, you know, just not understanding the magnitude of something that is very big and significant in your life. That said, get comfortable, doggone it, celebrating yourself. Because it's you. It's you, and it needs to be you for you every single time. Because if you're not going to celebrate you, if you're not going to love up on you, if you're not going to be the biggest cheerleader, this road is rough, okay? And a lot of times it can feel lonely. It can feel confusing. It can feel like you're not going to ever achieve whatever it is that you're working to achieve, depending on your own core values. You may think, oh, I should have stayed at my job. Or if you are at your job, but you're building something that is a sustainable side hustle or a sustainable additional stream of income, you may think, who am I to do this? I can't do this. You got this. But baby, you got to be 10 toes down on you to stay the course. Another one that really, really, really stands out, and it has been, it has been, besides like for real, like God, and of course, you know, my mom, my core circle. Baby, when I tell you strong relationships is why I have made it this far. So for context, I've been an entrepreneur for 8 years. I dibbled and dabbled in, you know, all types of things just growing up. And then while I was in college, and then shortly after graduate school is when I launched my first business, I Am She. Well, several iterations of, you know, structure, product, services. I've written books, journals, manuals, all types of presentations, trainings, being a speaker. Like a lot of things have come up out of this Tab Enterprises incubator, went viral during the pandemic with the Dear Black Girl movement. It has been a journey, and for about 85 to 90% of those 8 years, it's been full time. There was a stint that I did take a job, but in my mind, I was still a full time entrepreneur. The job itself was part time. The job was just, you know, to help me get through a tough spot. It was something that aligned with my core values, but it was really, you know, a booster for me. I was still 10 toes down, you know, in my business, and that's probably why it didn't last as long as I originally intended it to, but God had a bigger plan. So it is what it is. It was what it was. And I am just so grateful to have been able to sustain during this journey. Like, not every year has been some six-figure or multi-six-figure year, but never gone hungry, right? Never had to really, really, really struggle. And I will accredit a lot of that to, you know, having some strong support and not having a mortgage and other things. But I will say that for the most part, I stood on me. I stood on not being afraid to take chances. I stood on not being afraid to pivot. And that's one of the nuggets in there, but I'm gonna make y'all go read it. And so that's not the one I'm about to share. The one I'm about to share, I took that long road to get here, is build strong relationships. Build relationships that you can leverage. It's not about using anyone. It's not about, you know, being connected to people just to see what they can do for you. It's about doing business. It's about networking. It's about fostering genuine connections that can help you grow your business, be a better person, expand your reach, all of the things, right? And so when you are connected to the right people that can speak your name in rooms, the right people that can send you resources, the right people that can pour into you when you don't even know that you need to be poured into, baby, I'm telling you, listen, I mean, that has been a golden nugget, being able to tap into people that I met when I was a career professional, being able to tap into people I met along this entrepreneurial journey, being able to leverage my sorority sisters, my friends, my family, and their connections, right? So a lot of times people say, oh, they don't support me, da 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 da. It's not about who is the support. It's about who you have in your corner that's going to also transcend or sin or propel, whatever word we want to use, your name into spaces that matter, right? I don't care if, you know, my friend, I mean, they have stood 10 toes down, bought books, came to events, shared posts, all the things. But in this season, if they're like, well, I don't need, you know, a business coach, or I don't need strategy, or I don't need content, but let me tell you about Tab. Let me send Tab some coffee money. Let me pray for Tab, you know, whatever. People play different roles in our lives, but at the core of that, baby, building strong relationships is going to take you further than you can even imagine. Okay? I'm going to give a bonus, and the bonus, ironically, is something that I didn't really do that well. I try to do it well now, but I'm still working on it, right? We're all a work in progress. And that is, it's twofold: prioritizing self-care and enjoying the journey. And so I did not take the best care of myself for the first probably 5 or 6 years. I was in the trenches. I was also, 8 years younger than this, but I was in the trenches, y'all. Like, crazy travel schedule. When I couldn't fly, I'm driving all over the place. Sleeping on couches and floors to not pay for hotels. Like, staying up late to meet deadlines. Of course, you all, if you're not new here, you know I was a caregiver. If you're new here, I was a caregiver for my mom at the same time as building this business and running a nonprofit organization. And so, baby, your girl's schedule was bad crazy. And I, looking back, I really just don't even know when I was sleeping. I don't know when I was taking care of myself. I don't know. So there have been spurts of like weight gain, weight loss, really bad breakouts, really bad burnout, a lot of things that if I could go back, there's not many things I would change, but I definitely would have taken better care of myself throughout the stages of entrepreneurship. And that looks different, right? Then it wouldn't have looked like, you know, some 10-day trip or whatever, but maybe just having a better sleep schedule, or knowing when to say no, not trying to grasp at all opportunities, because I should have realized that great opportunities were going to continue to follow me because I operate in excellence. And so it's not that I was going to run out of opportunities, but in those embryonic stages, I felt like, oh snap, if I don't take this, it's going to mess up my future, or it's going to make God think that I'm not grateful and that I don't deserve another opportunity. So I was grabbing at things, and some things just weren't even in alignment with what I needed to be doing in my business, but I was just so hungry that I was just grabbing. And the second part of just enjoying the journey, I think I did, but not as much as I should have. I didn't want to get on here and just talk about all the glamour and the glory and, oh, I stayed the course and it was great. There was definitely some humps and bumps. Like I said, I didn't pay attention to some of the opportunities that I was taking, and that, yet though they were great, they were not great in alignment with what I was doing. So I wish I would have paid attention to that, because that in turn would have helped me have better self-care, because I wouldn't have been chasing opportunities that didn't even match what I was trying to do. And enjoying the journey, right? Knowing that in the journey is where you learn, in the journey is where you grow, not beating yourself up for not being where you want to be. Because sometimes if we get what we want in the time frame that we think we're supposed to have it, we might fumble it. I'm gonna say that again. If we get things in the time frame that we think we're supposed to have them, we might fumble it. Because honestly, we, especially in this entrepreneurial journey, you're not ready for certain things at the beginning, right? You're not ready for certain things until you have experienced other things. And yes, you learn in the process, but then when I think about some of the big contracts that I may have wanted 5 or 6 years ago, I wouldn't have even been able to manage them. I wouldn't have been able to maintain them. I would have not left a lasting impression. I needed some of those lower level tasks and opportunities to be able to grow, to be able to learn, to be able to like really build myself as a confident business owner and a confident entrepreneurial professional before I was able to tackle those things. So enjoy every stage of the journey, the challenges, the changes, the pivots, the late nights, the early mornings, the tears sometimes, the failed opportunities, the partnerships that don't turn into fruit, the things that just really make you be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Enjoy every bit of the journey and savor the success along the way. It is my hope that you will go and check out the rest of the nuggets. Like I said, it is available on my blog at TabithaDJames.com. You can also check me out on LinkedIn. I am trying to be a little bit more active over there in this season as I am working to build this next level of greatness. And so until next time, I'm going to catch y'all later.
Just completed another episode of the Talks with Tab podcast. Anything that was referenced during the show, the resources can be found inside of the show notes. Additionally, if you would just like to keep the conversation going, feel free to find me on all the social channels. And until next time, I'll catch you later.